pastor's study. We're going to be in the Gospel of John, chapter 21, as our beginning point here. The Gospel of John, chapter 21. Gospel of John, chapter 21 with me, please. We're going to look at the first six verses of John, chapter 21. Amen. So the Word of God says, "After these things, Jesus shewed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and on this wise showed he himself. There were together Simon Peter, Thomas, called Didymus, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples. Simon Peter saith unto them, I go a-fishing. They said unto him, we also go with thee. And they went forth and entered into the ship immediately. And that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus saith unto them, Children, have ye any meat? And they answered him, No. And he said unto them, Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Amen. Now, the title of our study today on the pastor's study is When the Lord Shows Up. When the Lord Shows Up. Amen. Notice two times here in verse number one, amen, it says that it mentions that the Lord showed up twice in that one verse, amen. After these things, Jesus, it says, showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and on this wise showed himself, amen. He showed himself at the shore, amen. In verse 3, it reads, Simon Peter and the disciples, they went a-fishing. It says they caught nothing. I don't even think they got a nibble, amen. Verse number 5, it says Jesus asked them, Children, have you any meat? They answered, No, amen. They had no breakfast, no fishes, amen. And then in verse 6, we see that the net was so heavy from all the fish that they caught, they were not able to draw it in, amen. But I want to go from verse 1, amen? Twice it says that Jesus showed up, amen? He appeared to them when they needed him most. I'm so glad when the Lord shows up in my life, amen? And I'm going to speak on when the Lord shows up, amen? He never fails. He's always there when I need him. I want to show you three things about the text. Number one, Jesus showed up after failure. Amen. You see, you can't fail if Jesus is around. Amen. When we fail, when we try to do it without him. They failed. They fished all night and caught nothing. Amen. Jesus showed up after they failed. The second thing I want us to see, in the midst of their faithfulness, Jesus showed up. He told them to cast their net on the right side. And when they were faithful to what he said, they had a hard time drawing the net because of all the fish, amen, they caught. The reason we don't catch fish, amen, the reason we are not successful for God is because we are not on the right side casting our net in faithfulness to the Son of God. Amen. Number three, I want you to see, Jesus showed up around their fellowship. Because it says when they came ashore, Jesus took bread and a fish and gave it to his disciples. And they had wonderful fellowship with the Lord. It's good to fellowship with him, isn't it, amen? It's good to come and dine with him. The Lord said in verse 12 of John chapter 21, Come and dine, amen. Come and dine That's what he said. Come and dine. The master calleth, come and dine. In verse number 12, it says, Jesus saith unto them, come and dine. And none of the disciples durst ask him, who art thou, knowing that it was the Lord? Amen. You see, when we get together in church, amen, it's a time when God's people get away from the cares, amen, and troubles of the world. In fact, when we get together here on the pastor study, it's the same thing. We get away for a period of time, do we not, from the cares and troubles of the world. And we come and dine at the table of God, amen. Amen to that. I want us to look at five places, amen, where the Lord will show up, amen. The Lord, number one, will show up in the field of despair, the field of despair. Now, turn with me, if you would, to Ezekiel chapter 16, the prophet Ezekiel chapter 16 with me. In Ezekiel 16, amen, we want to look beginning in verse number 1 of Ezekiel 16. In Ezekiel 16, we read in the Word of God, it says, and again the Word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, cause Jerusalem to know her abomination. And say, thus saith the Lord God unto Jerusalem, thy birth and thy nativity is of the land of Canaan. Thy father was an Amorite, and thy mother a Hittite. And as for thy nativity, and the day thou wast born, thy navel was not cut, neither wast thou washed in water to supple thee. Thou wast not salted at all, nor swaddled at all. Amen. So we see... We continue on in verse 5. None I pity thee to do any of these unto thee, to have compassion upon thee, but thou wast cast out in the open field, to the loathing of thy person in the day that thou wast born. And when I passed by thee, and saw thee polluted in thine own blood, I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. Yea, I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. I have caused thee to multiply as the bud of the field, and thou hast increased and waxed great, and thou art come to excellent ornaments. Thy breasts are fashioned, thine hair is grown, whereas thou wast naked and bare. Now when I passed by thee and looked upon thee, behold, thy time was a time of love, and I spread my skirt over thee, and cover thy nakedness. Yea, I swear unto thee, and entered into a covenant with thee, saith the Lord God, and thou becamest mine. Then washed I thee with water, yea, I thoroughly washed away thy blood from thee, and then I anointed thee with oil. And I clothed thee also with embroidered work, and shod thee with badger skin, and girded thee about with fine linen. I covered thee with silk. I decked thee also with ornaments, and I put bracelets upon thy hands, and a chain upon thy neck, and I put a jewel on thy forehead, and earrings in thine ears, and a beautiful crown upon thy head. Thou wast thou decked with gold and silver, and thy raiment was of fine linen and silk and broidered work. Thou didst eat fine flour, honey, and oil, and thou wast exceeding beautiful, and thou didst prosper in a kingdom. And thy renown went forth among the heathen for thy beauty, for it was perfect through my comeliness which I had put upon thee, saith the Lord God. The Bible says here, a woman gave birth to a baby and didn't want a little baby, didn't want that little baby. The baby was thrown out into the field. Her navel was not cut. She was polluted in her blood. No one had pity on her, amen. But in Ezekiel verses 6 through 8 says, the Lord appeared and passed by, amen. The Lord appeared and passed by. In Ezekiel 6 and 8 we read, and when I passed by thee and saw thee polluted in thine own blood, I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. Yea, I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. I have caused thee to multiply as the bud of the field. And thou hast increased and waxen great, and thou art come to excellent ornaments. Thy breast are fashioned, thy hair is grown, whereas thou wast naked and bare. Now when I passed by thee, see, God passed by. Now when I passed by thee and looked upon thee, behold, thy time was a time of love, and I spread my skirt over thee, and covered thy nakedness. Yea, I swear unto thee, and entered into a covenant with thee, and saith the Lord God, and thou becamest mine. Amen. There was a time, amen. Yes, there was a time, my friend, when I was in the field of sin, naked and undone in my sin, polluted in my sin. And glory to God, Jesus showed up, amen. Jesus passed by, amen. You talk about something, he came to me, I didn't go to him, amen. It's a blessing to know in the field of despair, amen. When you are hopeless and helpless, Jesus shows up. The Lord did four things to that baby, amen, in Ezekiel 16. Number one, he washed her, a type of the washing of the Word of God. I'm so glad, my friend, he washed me and cleansed me with his precious, sinless blood. What can wash away my sins? Nothing. That's right, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Number two, he anointed me with oil, a type of the Holy Spirit. When the Lord saves you, you get anointed with the Holy Spirit of God. And number three, he put fine linen upon her, a type of righteousness of Jesus Christ. When you get saved, your filthy rags of self-righteousness are exchanged, glory to God, for the fine linen or the robe of righteousness of Jesus Christ. And four, he decked her with jewels, the type of the beauty of the Lord. We're reminded there in Isaiah chapter 61 and verse 10, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorned herself with her jewels. Amen. He gives us something worth living for. If you're saved, amen. If you're saved, then you have heaven. You have heaven to look forward to. When does the Lord show up? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. He shows up in the field of the Spirit. Number two, the Lord shows up. Amen. In the fourth watch of the night. The fourth watch, my friend, the darkest, just before the dawn. If you haven't already, then you'll find yourself in the fourth watch of the night, when it is the darkest. When you wonder, when will the sun ever shine again? Job said, when is the morning going to come? I've been in the bed of illness, wondering when the morning was going to come. But praise the Lord, the long night ended. I'm glad the Lord showed up. The Lord shows up in the fourth watch of the night. Amen. We read over there in Matthew chapter 14 and verses 22 to 23. Amen. The disciples were in the ship, were in the boat. When the boat was about to sink, the Lord showed up, we're told, in the fourth watch of the night. We see in verses 28 and 29. Let's go there to Matthew 14 together. In Matthew chapter 14. Amen. Jesus shows up in the fourth watch of the night, when it's the darkest before the dawn. And we read in verses 28 and 29. And Peter answered and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Amen. Jesus said, come. And Peter started walking to him. Amen. Remember, if you walk on the word of the Lord, then you will never sink, my friend. If you walk and believe the Bible, you will never sink. We see now in verses 30 to 31. Notice what happens with me. And when he saw the wind, that's Peter, and when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink. He cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? Amen. You see, Peter took his eyes off the Lord, got caught up with the boisterous wind and began to sink. Notice how Peter didn't pray any long prayer. If he did, he would have ended up, my friends, on the bottom of the sea. He prayed three little simple words, Lord, save me. Lord, save me. Jesus caught him, saved him, and they went into the boat. I want you to know something, my dear friend. You might be right now in the fourth watch of the night. You might be in the darkest night of your life, but the Lord will come walking. Praise God, he will show up. He'll be there when you need him. You don't have to worry about that, my friend. In the fourth watch, he will show up. Amen. Number three, the Lord will show up in the furnace, the fiery furnace. Amen. The Lord will show up in the fiery furnace. Amen. Over there, amen, we read in Daniel chapter 3, in the passage from verses 13 to 26, you have three Hebrew boys, the account of three Hebrew boys, amen? They won't bow down to that golden image, that pagan idol image of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, amen? That's right. They refuse. They won't bow down, amen? Let's go over to Daniel chapter 3, amen? To see the three Hebrew boys, amen? In Daniel chapter 3, what a great story. Amen, it's a true story. Praise God. Hallelujah. When you find yourself in the fiery furnace, you need to turn over here to Daniel chapter 3. Amen. Daniel chapter 3 with me. Amen. And we see the three Hebrew children, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Amen. They refuse. Amen. To bow down to that golden image. And Nebuchadnezzar threatens to throw them into the fiery furnace. Amen. It says here in verse 17, in Daniel 3, if it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. My friends, amen, listening today, if you live for the Lord, let me tell you, you will end up in the fiery furnace. Amen. The Apostle Paul said there in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12, he said, yea, all that will live godly in Christ Jesus, notice, shall, there's no doubt about it, there's no ands, ifs, or buts, shall suffer persecution. The Apostle Peter reminds us in 1 Peter chapter 4 and verses 12 and 13, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. It's not strange, amen, to suffer, amen, as a Christian, if you live godly for Jesus Christ. He says, but rejoice, inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. You're going to be glad, my friend, when Jesus appears, amen, when he returns in his glory, that you went through that fiery furnace, that you suffered for him, that you lived for him, that you were persecuted for the name of Jesus Christ, amen. We notice here, the fourth man, amen, and the fiery furnace did not get out of the fire, amen. That fourth man, amen, the fourth man did not get out of the fiery furnace, amen. We see in verse 24 of Daniel 3, and then Nebuchadnezzar the king was a stone, and rose up in haste, and spake, and said unto his counselor, did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, O king. And he answered and he said, lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Amen. That's right. The fourth man didn't get out of the fire. Amen. That's because, my friends, he is already waiting for you to help you to get through the fiery furnace. Praise God. I bless God that the Lord shows up in that fiery furnace. Amen. Then we want to see that the Lord, amen, shows up when all your friends and family forsake you. That's right. The Lord shows up when all your friends and family forsake you. There will come a day, my friend, amen, if you're living for the Lord, there'll come a day when nobody will understand. Amen. That's right. Nobody will understand. And I'm glad the Bible says in Proverbs 18:24, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Thank God. Thank God. I have a friend who will never leave me. Thank God. I have a friend who understands me. Amen. Proverbs 17:17 says, a friend loveth at all times. A friend loveth at all times. He will love you, amen, when you are up, amen. He will love you when you're down, amen. David said in Psalm 27:10, David said, when my father, amen, and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up, amen. I'm so glad, my friends, that the Lord will show up. It will show up for you and will show up for me when your friends and your family forsake you, when nobody understands, amen. Paul the Apostle could relate to this. He said this in 2 Timothy 4:10. He had a friend, at least he thought he had a friend in Demas. But he said, for Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world. Amen. It's going to happen, and it's going to you and to me, that your friend, who you thought was your friend, will forsake you because you're living for the Lord, and they're not. Amen. And they want to go live for that old wicked world. Amen. Paul goes on in 2 Timothy, in chapter 4, and verses 16 and 17, he says, at my first answer, no man stood with me. No man would stand with Paul. He says, but all men forsook me. Amen. And look at Paul's attitude. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. Amen. He says, I pray to God that God will not put it on their account for what they've done to me, how all have forsaken me. No man would stand with me. And he says in verse 17, notwithstanding, amen, notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me. I thank God that the Lord will stand with you and will stand with me, will strengthen you and will strengthen me when all have forsaken you. Well, no one will stand with you, amen. Paul said this. Paul said in perils of water. He said in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils by mine own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren. There was one. Yes, there was one who stuck closer than a brother. Amen. And that was the Lord. The Lord, my friend, will show up when your friends and your family forsake you. Amen. Praise God, hallelujah, for the Lord. Amen. Number five. Point number five. We want to see this last point. The Lord shows up when you face death. The Lord shows up when you face death. We read there in that great Psalm 23, in verse number 4, the Word of God says, yea, oh yes, though I walk, and you're going to walk someday through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. You're going to walk, Yes, you're going to walk through the valley of the shadow of death, but you don't need to fear evil. Why? For thou art with me. The Lord is with you. He will show up. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. As the Lord Jesus is with you, then you have nothing to fear. He said, the Lord said this, the Lord Jesus Christ said, I will never leave thee. I will never forsake thee. Amen. When the Lord shows up, amen, he'll show up. He'll show up, amen, when you face death. Amen. When you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, amen. As I think of this, I think of my mother, my dear sweet mother, who came and accepted the Lord at the age of 80. Praise God. As she saw my life and testimony over the years living for Jesus, that it wasn't just a fad, it wasn't a fluke, that it was real, amen. I'll never forget the Mother's Day that she came to the church that I was attending at the time and walked the aisle and declared herself for Jesus Christ. Amen. I remember there, the final days of her life, the final years, she was bedridden with a stroke. Amen. And each time I'd visit with her, I'd comfort her with the scriptures, and we'd sing hymns together. Amen. And the last hymn that we sang together was the Sweet By and By. And I told her, I said, Mother, very soon now, you're going to see the face of Jesus. Very soon now. And she said, oh, how beautiful, how wonderful, I can't wait. Amen. You see, when my mother faced death, when she walked through the valley of the shadow of death, oh, the Lord was with her. Amen. He was by her side. He's with her right now in that heavenly city. And praise the Lord, I'll see her, amen, someday again. My friend, when you face death, there'll be one who will be with you in the valley of the shadow of death. Amen. When you are facing death, amen, the Lord will show up. He'll be with you. He'll take you by the hand and walk through you. He'll comfort you. He'll be by your side all the way to the golden shore. Amen. We've seen in our study today when the Lord shows up. Amen. He shows up in the field of despair. Amen. Oh, I'm so glad that he found me in that field of despair. Amen. Left out there, amen, all by myself, deserted, amen. No one wanted me, amen. No one cared for my soul. And I praise God, he came, and he saved me, and he made me a new creature, and I'm in Christ. I praise God when he shows up in the fourth watch of the night when it's the darkest before the dawn. Maybe that's a bit of illness, amen. Oh, I can relate to that. When I thought tomorrow wouldn't come, he showed up. When it was the darkest time of my life, he showed up, amen. The Lord shows up in the fiery furnace, amen. Oh, he'll be with you. He's waiting for you right now. He'll never leave you. He'll be by your side to get through the fiery furnace. He'll show up when all your friends and family forsake you, when no one will stand with you, when all forsake you, he'll show up. He'll be with you. He'll stand by your side and strengthen you. And he'll show up when you face death. You won't have to face it alone. My friends, thank you for joining me, Brother Gino, for the pastor's study. Until we meet again, unless the Lord returns for us, my prayer is for each and every one of you that he, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, would richly bless each and every one of you. Thank you for listening, and good day.